Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 26th of November 2023. Today's topic is the bane of being too busy. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 20 verses 38 through 43. So the prophet departed and waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. Verse 39. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king. And he said, Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and, behold, a man turned aside, and brought a man unto me, and said, Keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, So shall thy judgment be, thyself hast decided it. And he hasted, and took the ashes away from his face. And the king of Israel discerned him that he was of the prophets. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. Verse 43. And the king of Israel went to his house heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 20 verse 40. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, So shall thy judgment be, thyself hast decided it. You have to decide what your highest priorities are and have the courage, pleasantly, smilingly, non-apologetically, to say no to other things. And the way you do that is by having a bigger yes burning inside. The enemy of the best is often the good, someone said. Being busy does not always mean real work. The servant in our text was busy on non-essential. There are youths who major in inconsequential matters and minor in significant issues. Spiritual life and their academics that should take top priorities in their daily affairs are put on the last rung of their schedule. At the end of the day, their spiritual life leaves nothing to be desired, and the much-anticipated success eludes them. A serious youth must learn how to set priorities right. This formula could be adapted in setting daily priorities. Urgent and important, urgent but not important, not urgent but important, and not important, not urgent. This will curb lateness to school or examination hall, lateness in turning in assignments, and living a jumbled life. Don't be busy doing nothing. Be usefully engaged. Quote for the day. Set priorities right. The challenge for today is concentrate on what is essential. Prayer. Help me not to lose focus, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.